As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not sure if you're going to make it. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope everybody's ready to go for a full loaded week of well, basically every single sport there possibly could be in Kansas City, because we have basketball, we have baseball, and we have football, and that's it. And they both start this week officially.
That's right.
At the same time. Off-season
training begins today at Arrowhead Stadium, woo, baby. I know, Mac, you're excited for that one, aren't you?
Get me lathered up, baby.
Who's
going
to come back in the best shape of their life?
Exactly.
I can't wait to see who's back out there today. You got off-season training today. You've got the draft this week. The NFL just knows how to grab the attention and grab the headlines from everybody, because, man, Binkley's camped out at Arrowhead right now watching the guys walk in and seeing how Creed Humphrey looks in street clothes today, baby. Let's go!
I don't think he's allowed at Arrowhead anymore.
He's not? Yeah. They ban him from Arrowhead Stadium?
I think they know the car. I know the make, model, year, license plate.
Sorry, Jay, you're no longer allowed around these parts. Why? Because you've been here too much, peering in windows and whatnot, looking for guys in their underwear and getting ready for the start of the football season. Hey, man, we're 2 months plus removed, woo, from that Super Bowl. It's time to turn the page, baby.
Exactly. Let's go.
And let's move this thing forward and get this thing started in the right direction. Mm. Yes!
Binkley once showed up as Bay Jinkley, and he had sunglasses and a mustache on. Would have totally got in, but there was a Mountain Dew bottle full of chew, yeah, and they were like, it's a dead giveaway. That is your smoking gun.
Yeah.
So he's no longer allowed on the premises at one
that's
Arrowhead Drive.
Too bad, man. That,
tell
that's
me I'm wrong.
Bad. No, you're not. I mean,
when's
not
the last time you've seen Binkley allowed at Arrowhead?
When was the last time you saw Binkley at Arrowhead? That's really a good question. We'll ask him at 6:45 this morning, because I'm sure he's knee-deep in, you know, who's stretching, who's lifting the weights, who looks good, and also who's going to get drafted by the Chiefs, because it's a big week, man. It's a big week to turn this organization forward, I guess you could say, right? I mean, a lot of people still think there's needs for this team, so we'll get those all resolved. We'll talk to Binkley today. Mitch Holthus will be in studio talking a little Chiefs draft and everything that's coming up for this franchise and this organization, and it's time to get back to the grindstone, as they like to say, and get back to the Super Bowl, man. It all begins today when they're hoisting Lombardi in, where the hell are they playing the Super Bowl this year? L.A.? San Francisco? Someplace like that?
San Francisco.
Well, wherever, sure, they're hoisting the Lombardi this year, they'll go back to April 21st and they'll say that's when it all began.
That always began in July.
Well, depending on what time you really want it to begin.
I just asked Google, I said, do veterans normally show up for OTAs? And it's so funny how they respond. Yes, veteran NFL players typically show up for OTAs. It means organized team activities, but their participation is voluntary. While some may choose to skip them for the rest or the injury recovery, many vets still attend to get into shape, learn the new system, and build team chemistry.
That's exactly right, man.
And boy, there's going to be 15 reporters that tweet the same thing. Here's so-and-so for, yep, OTAs, and it shows a running.
Wait, hang on. Before you get there, let's set some odds.
Okay.
Who will be the first player we see video of today at the OTA portion of practice for the Chiefs? Will it be
Travis?
Isaiah Pacheco?
No.
Coming back from injury? Will it be Rashee Rice coming back from injury?
Kind of like that one.
Kind of like the Rashee Rice one, right?
That's where I'm leaning.
Like, that's the big injury one this year, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else coming back from injury?
There's more than just injury with Rice, too.
Right, he may be suspended.
Because they're definitely going to ask him until we're blue in the face.
Like, right.
Have you heard from the commissioner's office yet?
Mm-hmm.
You'll know when everybody. Like, that's
right.
The one thing.
They'll send out a memo.
That's one thing that I hate, where it like makes us probably sound like we're snooty, right? But it's like, hey, man, hey, have you heard anything about like Rashee Rice? Like, you know, because you do radio. Hey, dude, when you get the tweet from Adam Schefter, I'm going to get the tweet from Adam Schefter, yeah, and we're all going to know, like, at the same time. Like, I promise you, at the same damn time, we're all going to know when Rashee Rice, if and when he does get suspended.
That's right. The NFL will send out a memo.
Yes,
we'll all get it. We'll all know what's going on. We'll all be familiar with it, and we'll all talk about it for a day, and then we'll all move on,
and
right?
And the same, like, 10 people will have a quote tweet of, it's official, here's the suspension, it's 4 games, the suspension's finally here, and all you have to do is just wait.
Because
we don't know. And they're going to ask you, hey, have you heard from Goodell's, you know, front man? Or at this point, I'm not, you know, going to go into that. I'm just ready for the new year, and I'm ready to, you
That's
know,
right,
get things going.
Ready to help the Chiefs.
Do you think that there's a possible number on that suspension? Again, I don't know anything about that, and I'm just focused on the team and what we're doing this year.
Right.
All right, last year when you got hurt, and it's just, all right, we're fully back.
Exactly. We are fully back, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with all of those.
Do we get OTA cliches?
Questions. Yeah, we might. We might get OTA cliches.
Is
we
she can back?
We can have all the cliches we want, because every everybody's going to say, yeah, they had a great offseason. They've licked their wounds. They've let the defeat set in, but they've gotten over the defeat as well. They're using the defeat as energy to move forward to win the Super Bowl this year. You're going to hear all the same stuff, but I mean, it's back, baby. And it really is kind of sad that we're back talking about this, because I'd rather be talking about a baseball team that's winning. And we saw them go on the road and go 2-8 in their 10 games away from Kauffman Stadium. But the good news is they get the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, the Rockies, you say, for 3 days coming in. So you could win 4 in a row if you're the Royals, right? Got to take care of business winning that. But, I mean, that's kind of where we are. We're going to watch Travis Kelce show up for his last OTA. Patrick Mahomes has a new haircut. He's going to be sporting that. Rashi Rice coming back from injury. Isaiah Pacheco coming back from injury. Charles Amenahu is just back.
And Xavier Worthy's single.
Xavier Worthy does not have a girlfriend right now. Right. Yep. Who else are we going to see get stories
from? Left tackle.
The left tackle. Jalen Moore, the new left tackle, will be in here. How do you expect to protect Patrick's
blind side?
Hollywood
Brown's back, signing contract.
Yeah, that's a good one. Why did you decide to come back to the Chiefs? What made you want to come back to Kansas City? Do you like the barbecue? You know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Kareem Hunt, one last run in the sun, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And
boy, Chris Jones looks slim.
Did you see a picture of Chris
Jones?
No,
but you're going to see it.
Oh, you're going to hear Chris Jones look slim. I didn't know if you saw a pic, and you're like, wow, he really does look slim. Yeah, he looks ready to go after a down season last year. Chris Jones is ready to kind of bounce back and, you know, be the leader on defense that we needed him to be. Bolton's got a new contract. Why did you decide to stay in Kansas City? All that kind of stuff.
Him.
Yeah, they gave him the dough and, you know, whatnot. And so there you go. We got all the Minshew's here, too.
Mm. Oh, yes. This is his time to shine.
This is the Minshew time, baby.
Minshew mania. Let it
strap
begin.
Strap on those jorts, drive that ATV or RV around, and play quarterback in the NFL. Let's go.
And we got a text, too. And Worthy's haircut as well, because Xavier cut it all off. So we got that haircut.
Got a new haircut, too. Line,
yeah, right. He's got a lot of his pulled out. No, I'm serious.
Oh, well.
And the altercation, his hair is being pulled out.
Yeah.
It's in the report. Adam Schefter. Yeah, I don't know, man. OTAs, I mean, just don't lean on the fence, boys.
Nope, do not lean on the fence.
Don't lean on the fence.
Do not.
You will get whistled at.
That's right. Are we bringing in a new punter or anything this year?
No, dude, they brought a
stable.
Back.
We're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of any other storylines that may have been out there.
You know, they'll do the Bolton new contract.
Yeah,
McDuffie.
We did that one.
Why
McDuffie,
didn't you get a new contract?
Oh, yeah, we close to getting a new contract for McDuffie.
Hey,
yeah.
Trey, has there been any word on your side
of
the field?
Well, he won't be here. He won't be here.
Oh.
No, because he hasn't signed the franchise tender yet.
They don't
have a new contract yet. He's
that
technically not
he
under contract and whatnot. Well, he's technically not under contract right now, so... If he does show up, then he probably has to sign that franchise tag, and he probably doesn't want to sign that franchise tender yet until the last possible minute to do so. So, you know, you just do that if you're Trey. So he won't be here.
Yeah, your militia shirt on today?
Yeah, I do. It is Revolutionary War Day. It is Patriots Day. I left it at home. Oh. Yeah, I left that one.
I mean, you could have walked right in there.
Yeah. Gonna defend the country from the British.
Hang on.
Patriots Day. Let's go. How long it took them to load muskets back then, man. That's why the British were so stupid marching in a line. Like, had they spread out, we may be speaking like porridge and saying British words had they knew how to fight 250 years ago. But they didn't, and here we sit.
Yeah, and then, you know, we kind of learned our lesson, too, sometimes later in history. Like, everybody, like, evolves. Like, then all of a sudden, we, like, did our own thing, and then here we go. We're done with the... We also were melting, like, metal bullets.
That's
like,
right.
You know, here we go. But no, I mean, it was an interesting sports weekend this weekend, I guess. I mean, there's still a lot that gets, you know, thrown around, even if you missed it, right? The Royals didn't get swept against Detroit. They still won their last most recent game. That's great. We'll dive into that because there's more to be concerned about than the two names that you always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania?
Yeah, I watched some of that.
Dude, John Cena's the GOAT. He won 17 titles. In his career, he's passed Ric Flair.
I heard there were some people upset about the last final match.
Of course, people are upset about everything in life, Mac.
Well, last year it was like the best thing ever.
That's where out of context takes place. Last year is probably one of the most insane like endings to a WrestleMania of all time.
So people are comparing it to
something. So everybody takes 1 year. Now, this year was anticlimactic. Like,
so you'd agree it was
Travis Scott came out and got Crossroad, which is a finishing move, and then it was like over. Why is Travis Scott involved? Like, where's The Rock?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah.
Right? When The Rock came out and turned Cena into this heel character, Rock's nowhere to be found at WrestleMania. So it's weird. Where'd he go? That's deflating. Tom Brady. Vegas. So I don't know. It was, but I mean, night one is always like, then you get to compare the two, like night one's better than night two. Night two sucked. It was anticlimactic. Who saw Carrington Harrison being at WrestleMania?
How about
live?
That one? That was the upset, Curveball. Right?
Yeah. I thought he would have reached out to me and be like, hey man, like, what's the storylines? What do you know? And then like all of a sudden he like takes a picture of, you know, the Raiders stadium. I'm like, oh, you're actually there.
Oh, so you think he's coming into work this week or is it draft week? Yeah. He's just letting Binkley do the show.
I mean, you could.
I mean, you really could. Yeah.
Lakers got blown out at home. That was ridiculous.
Crazy. They got LeBron begging for fouls. Is that going to be his legacy picture now? For fouls.
That's also taken out of context. He was clearly fouled.
He was.
So like, it's like, we just forget about it. Anybody else is like, well, actually it was a foul. He was shooting a three. The guy hit his hand before the follow through.
Yeah.
You could hit him on the follow through that I didn't know was called a high five in the NBA, but he didn't hit him on the follow. Hit him on the way up. And of course, yes, he's colorful when he complains, and it's LeBron. He was clearly fouled.
But it gives you something to talk about, though, right?
Does.
I mean, LeBron understands, you know, hey, we're getting blown out here. Let me beg for a foul. People talk about us, and they won't talk about everything else that's going on in the NBA, and I'll be the center of attention again because I am Aaron Rodgers on the basketball court.
A lot better.
Pretty close. Yeah. Narcissism reeks from both of those guys.
It's another good series as well.
And then Anthony Edwards puts the Spider-Man in Luka's face. Yep. Luka definitely saw it. Golden State killed Houston.
Houston bothered to show up.
I don't know. They had to go on like a 20-something run. Like I was telling you guys earlier, they go on a 20-something run just to cut it to 9 at the end of the third quarter. And then I fell asleep and I wake up and Golden State wins by 14 or whatever it was. I don't know. However they won by. It's just like, here we go. Like Steph and Jimmy in the playoffs. Like, let's.
I still like that series. I could get nerdy on that one,
but
I like that
series. Who lost by 50 over the weekend?
I mean, the Lakers
lost by 25.
Yeah, but there was one Celtics took care of the Magic.
Somebody lost by 50.
You're talking OKC and
Memphis. OKC and Memphis. Yes. Did John Morant launch any grenades after that game?
No, you should have seen OKC's bench mocking him. It was kind of funny.
That's great.
And then what? The Baltimore Orioles got beat by 22 runs or something?
24-2. Somebody got a safety late in the game to give you 2 points. Imagine sitting through that game, right?
That's gross.
Somebody said a home run got hit, and they're like, and the crowd goes wild.
It did it.
And then,
because that game was in Baltimore. Cincinnati won that game on the road.
I don't know if I could have.
Would you have left that game?
As soon as it was 10. Well, after seeing how that Cubs game ended on Friday.
Yeah, that was wild, though,
at
right?
At least that was close.
That was a close game, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 0 runs, your team has 14, and you can tell that your team is lifeless, like, you just, it's like, dude, let's go.
Yeah, once a position player goes in the pitch, you're probably checking out of that
for
game,
sure.
Right? But you're not allowed to do that to the seventh inning now or something, right? And there's some rule in baseball now where you can't put Fatty McFatterson in the pitch until, like, the eighth or seventh inning if you're down by 10 or more or something. I think there is some sort of rule that's in place right now.
We put Zerpa in before that a lot.
Well,
so.
he's not a position player, though, but pitch is like one, yes.
I thought his position said DFA.
Which is really, really good on you. Nicely done. Well played.
And then Bob's mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Just started roasting everybody at dinner?
The whole family at dinner yesterday.
Good hell.
My God, looks
Easter
amazing.
Dinner, birthday dinner? Give me the microphone. You're all going to hear it.
Yeah, you only turned 79 once, so you look at your son-in-law and you tell him, hey, you never would have made it at West Point. The grade-wise, probably, but all the other stuff you wouldn't have made it through. What other stuff?
You'd rather make it for the other stuff than the grades.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, you'd be killed immediately in battle.
Okay, great. Thanks for the support. Then she looks at my brother-in-law and goes, you would have been fine. Him, not so much.
My Lord.
Like, good Lord here. I'm just taking strays over here on Easter Sunday, man. I know it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Grandpa. I'm 79. And Momo turned, 50 yesterday?
That's
congratulations
exactly right.
to Momo as well.
Did
so everybody
really
celebrating birthday?
Or is this, okay, I was going to say, like,
how old is she? She's got to be, like, 52?
Early 60s.
Oh, early 60s. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
I didn't realize she was that old.
I just
looks amazing.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I never know.
100%. Yes.
Like, I'm like, he said it like when he was calling him, what was he calling the pitcher? Jared Lorenzen. I'm like, yes. I don't know if you're doing this on purpose.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're only 26 years old.
Yeah, so
I go back to when I was, my father was roughly 50-ish.
Yeah, I got some older brothers.
Yeah, you do. You're the younger one. That's
he's
that's
the baby.
True. Yeah.
Growing boy.
You are a growing boy.
Hey.
Sour cream on everything, baby.
My stepmom said that this weekend. She goes, I'm like Emily. I have to take sour cream to places sometimes, too.
Seriously? Your mother-in-law?
Or no, I don't have a mother-in-law.
Your stepmother?
Please don't put that on me right now.
I thought you said mother-in-law.
No, stepmother. She's like, I'm like Emily. Sometimes I feel like I need to take sour cream places. And I was like, oh boy.
Does she?
I don't think she's ever done it. Places, like not a local place, yeah. Like but like somebody's house.
Oh, somebody's house. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. You bring the sour cream. It's like the guy brings the ice or something. What can I bring? Bring some sour cream.
The ice. Yeah. What are the Clarks bringing?
Yeah. Right.
Ice. Sonic. Coming up on the other side, we will get into the Royal Weekend. That's a tough one to say. Scale of 1 to 10, how disappointed are you? 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals Baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fan of the millennial Seinfeld.
It's exactly what that is. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Could you imagine they redid Seinfeld, but like with millennials? Probably one season.
I mean, every episode is now solved by a cell phone. I mean, it's crazy when you go back and watch every Seinfeld. If they had a cell phone, there's none of these dilemmas. What would be the millennial dilemma, though, for Seinfeld? DoorDash app doesn't work.
I can't get into my apartment because there's these teenagers out here that are like TikToking.
Yeah, dancing. Yeah, TikToking in front of the apartment.
Why do I have to wait for them? They don't live here.
Right.
Like a Tinder date who didn't look like their profile picture or something.
That would be a really good one. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, George would be ticked off because he would have lied about his picture, but you should lie about yours. You faked hair and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, Tinder date gone bad. Yeah.
What's the difference between an ID and a real ID? I can't fly, but I have the same thing, and all it says is real. Yeah. George, in order to date a girl, has to have Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. George, you were just clowning this whole thing like a week ago. Yeah, but have you seen what she looks like, Jerry? Come on. Yeah. You download Snapchat too. Yeah, would Larry David play Brian Cashman?
He probably. Yeah.
That'd be great. Anyways, speaking of baseball, unfortunately, we asked the question on the other side, 913-586-7965. What through one through 10, what's your disappointment like ranking? Again, 9-14, 4.5 games out, very early, but got embarrassed. I mean, you went and played the actual competition of the American League and got mollywopped for 10 games.
Yep.
You won on Sunday, and then you won on Sunday, and you went the entire sandwich meat of just getting embarrassed. Not only is your offense bad, it's almost historically bad franchise-wise as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, disappointment rank, I'm about an 8.6.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be at this point of the season on the 21st day of whatever this is, April now, talking. I know it's only April, and we're only like, you know, less than a month into the season, and here we sit talking about this team being where they are right now and getting excited for OTAs and guys, you know, walking in and lifting some weights for a couple of hours today. I did not want to be at this point in time, but here we sit, and I thought the offense, and I think they believed it as well, the offense was going to be kind of a little bit of a struggle this year, but I didn't think it would be this bad. You know, where literally everybody in the lineup outside of Bobby Witt Jr. can't figure out how to put the ball in play, how to get hits, how to do whatever they need to do to win a game. And so that's been very disappointing. Obviously, the MJ thing, and we'll get into that in a second. I expected more out of MJ Melendez this year. I really did. Like, this was a big year for him to kind of prove himself, and he went out there and hit 086 and is now, you know, visiting Omaha, Nebraska and checking out the warehouse district that they have in Omaha. So he's there with that. Hunter Renfroe has not done anything. You know, even Salvador Perez has not done a whole heck of a lot. Vinny Pasquantino is not doing a whole heck of a lot. I mean, they moved him down in the lineup yesterday to try to kind of spice things up a little bit. So I think overall, I'm really, really excited about the starting pitching because those guys have been great, right? I mean, they have been absolutely fantastic. They've kept you in every one of the games, you know, for a normal, you know, hitting offensive team. They've kept you in all the games. But from an offensive standpoint, it's like you've got this at a 10 and this kind of at a 0. So the average is kind of a 5, but your disappointment, I think, has to be a little bit higher. I'm probably at a 7 right now for disappointment because I know they tried to fix the offense. They weren't able to fix the offense this offseason. They weren't able to get the guy that they wanted and targeted to come into Kansas City and Santander. And here we sit, and it's probably worse than anybody ever truly expected it would be from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, they played 23 games. So their first 25 games or whatever you want to call it of the season, 9-14, I believe, is their overall record. Again, where you can be disappointed, you can also have rays of light. Now, starting pitching has been good.
Mm-hmm.
Lugo's kind of struggled a little bit. Reagan's had a rough Friday night.
He did. Yeah.
That was the first real rough one we've seen from him.
Yep.
Seems like Michael Wacha always gets the bullpen end of the stick. Like, he puts two on in the sixth inning and the bullpen comes in. Those runs come in. They don't get charged to the bullpen. They get charged to Wacha.
Right.
But again, like, if you look at where, like, you just went through, like, if you went through the eye of the storm of the first, I don't know, quarter of the season, which was not great, 2-8 on that road trip is abysmal.
Yeah.
You're still only 4.5 out. You're 5 games out of 500. But the problem is that the offense doesn't give you any ray of light that it's going to get better. And I know that earlier on in the year, Vern called this the sophomore season. And I don't need to sit here. We'll talk about the demotion that NJ Melendez had, because JJ Bacola had some good audio with Joel Goldberg over the weekend. But I think when you look at it being historically bad, like, these numbers are terrible. Like, 2.9 runs per game. Like, you're now below 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst in baseball. That means the Rockies, the White Sox, the Braves, who are playing terrible, they're all better than you scoring more runs. Even though their record may not be better than yours, they're scoring more runs. 2.9 is the average. They're 28th in hits. That's terrible. They're 28th in average. They're 29th in slug. They're 29th in OPS, and they rank dead last in home runs. So you can sit here and talk till you're blue in the face about how disappointed you are in Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. The problem with this team right now is that their leaders and their veteran guys are terrible. Vinny Pasquantino got bumped down to 7th in the lineup. And Salvador Perez has gotten a pass. But Salvador Perez is giving me a lot of vibes of 2014 Billy Butler. Every ball is turned over and there's a ground ball in the infield. Every fly ball is shortened to the outfield. Yeah, he has 2 home runs, tied for the team lead. But congratulations, you're dead last in home runs with 11 total on your active roster. 10 if you take away MJ Melendez's home run, who's now in AAA. So rough sophomore year. But yeah, blame Renfroe, blame Melendez all you want. But man, it's got to get better for the guys that hit behind and in front of Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we said, you know, a couple of weeks ago when, you know, all the MJ and Renfroe stuff was going on out there. I'm like, look, Vinny Pasquantino is not getting the job done. Salvador Perez, I'm still willing to look the other way on. I'm not quite at that point in time yet with Salvi. We are still only 20-some games, and he is a future Hall of Famer. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because I think, for me, he's earned the benefit of the doubt. If the season progresses and he shows that it is Billy Butler 2014, then it is Billy Butler 2014, but I am willing to give Salvador Perez a little bit of a free pass. The Vinny Pasquantino one is the one that's most concerning to me, because he came off such a good year last year and has regressed in a big way. He's hitting like 100 points less now than where he was last season. And if he's going to continue to do the social media stuff and be on the TV and be the entertainer and all that kind of stuff, he's got to get the baseball stuff moving in the right direction. And I've heard from some people around Major League Baseball that have said to me, look, like, Vinny's spending more time, it seems like, on social media than he is in the batting cage. Now, that's just, you know, what people like to say and whatnot, but the numbers kind of play out. Like, Vinny needs to get this thing figured out as well if he's going to be a cornerstone and somebody that's going to be a big part of this organization moving forward, kind of part of that new wave of talent. Because you have Bobby Witt Jr. here, Salvador Perez is going to age out. You've got Cole Reagans, obviously, on the bullpen side of things, and Ursig and guys like that. But now who's going to be your core with Bobby Witt Jr.? Who is that core guy? Like, you thought Vinny Pasquantino was that guy. You thought maybe Michael Massey was that guy. Mikel Garcia may be that guy, right? Mikel Garcia may be that guy that you now pair with Bobby Witt Jr. But all of a sudden, you went from what it looked like to have, like, with Bobby and Vinny and then potentially Cags in a year and kind of have kind of that core, you know, getting developed. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking around and you're going, who's Bobby's running mate for the future? And again, we're 23 games in and it's still very early and you have an opportunity to turn this thing around. But today's an off day. You get that opportunity to kind of reset, look back and see what happened. And now I'm looking back and I'm going, who's going to be Bobby's running mate in the future? Because they need somebody to come along Bobby Witt Jr. Otherwise, it's just going to be another era of Royals baseball, if you will, where you saw Mike Sweeney and then nobody else around him. I don't think we're at that point yet. I don't think we're going to get to that point, because I do think ownership is a lot different now than it was, obviously, 20 some years ago. But we're looking at a place right now where I'm wondering who Bobby Witt's running mate is. And you went through the meat of that AL schedule, like you said. You went 2-8. You have shown you're not ready to go toe-to-toe with the best in the American League at this point in time.
No doubt. Mac, it's Overreaction Monday time, so why don't you lead us in the clubhouse here with your overreaction.
Well, you know, I think this would have been an overreaction before the weekend. I don't know if you guys think it would, but I'm not, you know, sold that they're going to beat this Rockies team in a series right now.
Why? Tell me why.
Because they can't score runs.
They can't score. I know, but neither can the Rockies. So, like,
yeah. No, that's a good point. Like, yeah, like, it's 2-1. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I think the Royals pitching is better than Colorado's, obviously, sure, from a starting standpoint. But I don't know if that's an overreaction. Like, they've not given you much to hang on to. But I'll counter that and I'll say, they better win these three against the Seriously. Colorado Rockies, because if you lose any of these games, that kind of puts a wrench into where you want to go moving forward. You've got to keep losing teams losing in professional sports and high level collegiate sports as well, right? You got a yep. losing team coming yep. in. You've got to keep a losing team losing right now. And you just got your butt kicked, you know, in those games against New York and Cleveland and Detroit. You've got to get healthy. If you can't get healthy against the Colorado Rockies after going 2-8, you know, then you've got yourself set up for a very long season, because you're not going to get many games against Colorado. You're not going to get no. many games against these bottom feeders that are out there right now in Major League Baseball. Like, you're not going to feast against Pittsburgh. You're not going to get the White Sox for 100 times. So when you do get these teams that are bad, you've got to take advantage of it. And if you win these three straight games, now you've won four games going into the weekend. It's a lot different Huge. Vibe around yep. this team, right? A lot different vibe around this team at 9+4 is what, 13 yep. and 15? You're only two games under 500 going into the weekend with the Astros. It's a completely different vibe. So these are three games where you almost have to sweep the Colorado Rockies to kind of get this season back on track, at least in the early part of this season.
So what's your number then right now, Bob? Dusty said 8.6.
Yeah, I'm about a 7 probably. Okay. About a 7, yeah.
So let's say they lose 2 out of 3 to the Rockies.
A lot higher.
Does that number go
yes.
up?
Yes, okay. Yeah, that goes to about a 10, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't happen.
I mean, if you get swept by the Colorado Rockies yeah. or even lose 2 out of 3 to Colorado, yeah, I think that number does go a little bit higher. I know people don't want to hear about, oh, you got to go out and take care. No, you do. This is a week where you do. You have bottom feeder Central coming in. You need to beat the Colorado Rockies in three games.
What's your overreaction?
We'll never see MJ Melendez on the Royals again. I think we probably saw the last of MJ Melendez. Like, they gave this guy as many opportunities as you could give a player, right? I mean, they did. All offseason, there was a lot of good chatter not coming from the Royals about MJ Melendez. It looked like he was doing well. It looked like he changed some things up a little bit. And obviously, he hasn't. He's not even hitting 100 right now. He went down to AAA. I think barring some sort of catastrophic injury or whatnot, I think maybe we've seen the last of MJ Melendez at the big league level.
Damn. I mean, got to figure it out. And then you got to actually prove that you can come up here and hit again.
Yeah.
And again, we'll play some JJ audio in the 7 o'clock hour, what he had to say about the decision. Going to your Colorado theory, day off, you're at home, right? Yep. So everybody can relax, get back to their own bed, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Long road trip.
The Colorado Rockies are going to throw three starters out at you, and these are their ERAs, starting from the starting pitcher on Tuesday. I'm not going to say their names because they don't deserve it. But the starting pitcher for the Rockies
and
on
nobody knows who they are anyway.
Right. Like Feltner.
Ooh, yeah, that's what? Right.
Feltner is who you get on Tuesday night against Bubich. His ERA is 4.82.
Hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Feltner versus Bubich?
That's right. Rex Hedler ought to have a day.
Classic matchup.
Rex should have a day.
Boobalicious.
Boobalicious versus Feltner.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, your 6:40 game, Marquez is the pitcher for the Rockies. He's 0-3 with an 8.27 ERA.
Okay, great, yeah.
So he'll one-hit shut out the Royals. And then,
but that's the way it goes. Like, yeah. Never heard of the guy, three-hit shutout.
And then Thursday's a day game, 1:10 start. Dollander is the Rockies pitcher. He is
do a Dollander Daisy.
Yeah, Dollander Reagans. That's the matchup there. And it's Dollander has an ERA that is 7.36.
Okay, so we should get Thursday's day game, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we should definitely get Thursday's day game.
You should definitely get all three. My overreaction is it may be over for Salvador Perez. And I hope
that's an overreaction.
I mean, I have not seen anything that has stuck out to me that Salvador Perez is in a minor slump and gets out of it. Again, we're 23 games into the schedule. But outside of Hunter Renfroe, he has the worst average on the team.
Yeah.
He's hitting 182. And again, I'm like you. I love Salvador Perez. He is a Hall of Famer. He is a Royals Hall of Famer. He's one of the top five catchers of all time, in my opinion, in baseball. But his slash line right now is 182, 234, 295, and 529. That is terrible. Vinny Pasquantino is hitting 195. Salvador Perez is 13 points behind him, and we can talk about how Vinny Pasquantino has been disappointed.
Right.
Hunter Renfroe is the only one that has a worse batting average than Salvador Perez on this team at 140. Salvador Perez is 42 points, just 42 points higher than Hunter Renfroe. And we sit here and talk about how we're just painful in the stomach to watch Hunter Renfroe. Hunter Renfroe's also played in 7 less games than Salvador Perez. But it's to the point now where it's like, there's that power's not really been shown that it's there. His fly balls are little shags to the outfield. He's turning over on the ball, hitting the ball on the ground, not knocking runs over, not knocking batters over, not being productive. And I'm hoping that this is just a 20 to 25 game slump for Salvador Perez. But in 23 games and 95 plate appearances, you're hitting 182. You have 2 home runs. I mean, Vinny, Sal, Bobby have 2 home runs, and then Kyle Isbell has 1. That's your home runs. Obviously, Michael Garcia has 2, and Freddie Fermin has 1. But again, Freddie Fermin is hitting 188. Salvador Perez is hitting 182. Michael Garcia is hitting 278. Like, guys on this team, like Michael Massey, who everyone says can't hit a baseball, is hitting better than Salvador Perez. Jonathan India, who everyone's mad at, 205, is still hitting better than Salvador Perez, 205. Mm-hmm. Kyle Isbell is hitting better than Salvador Perez at 214. Mm-hmm. So
his numbers come down a lot too.
Yeah. And so like my overreaction is that like, is this the point of Salvador Perez's career where it's like, it's just not there anymore. The bat's a little heavier. The ball's coming in faster. The turnover rate and this ground balls nonstop are happening. The fly balls are just little, you know, can of corns in the outfield. I'm a little concerned at what I've seen from Salvador Perez.
And it goes back to my whole theory of you need to be enjoying the ride as we're on this train. You know, whether it's the Chiefs or the Royals, you've got to enjoy it because it does end fast. And look, I'm not ready to say Salvador Perez is done and has seen better days. But, you know, people I think are probably looking over their shoulder, wondering if he's done, whether if he's seen better days. And for me, with Salvador Perez at this point in time, I am still going to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. If we're having the same conversation in May, like it hasn't heated up and we're in May, I think it's a fair conversation to have at that point in time. But it's also a great reminder of how fast guys in professional sports get old, man. Like, 1 year you're watching a guy dominate like Salvi did last year, and then spring training comes along and the new season starts, and you're like, where did that guy go? Like, what happened, man? Guys do fall off a cliff. There's not really a gradual decline in professional sports. It's like all of a sudden they wake up one morning and it's over. And you mentioned the Billy Butler line, right? Like, Billy Butler all of a sudden woke up one morning and it was over for Billy Butler, right? It just seemingly happens to the great ones. We may see it more out of Travis Kelce this year. I don't know if we're going to see it that time. We're eventually going to see it out of Patrick Mahomes. You saw it out of Peyton Manning. You saw it out of Tom Brady. Eventually you get to this point where Father Time just wins, and you hate to see it, and you'd love for these guys to be out ahead of it and never leave you with that bad taste in your mouth. But right now, Salvador Perez is kind of battling Father Time a little bit, and we'll see. Hopefully he breaks out of it. He's a veteran guy. I believe he will break out of it. I'm more concerned about Vinny than I am Salvi, because Vinny, to me, was kind of that guy who's supposed to be Bobby's running mate moving forward in the future. You're building it around that nucleus of guys, and to have one of your guys that you're supposed to be building around hitting 80 or something like that, 184 with Vinny, 182, 100 points less than he hit last season. That's the one that's more concerning for me than anything else out there right now.
Something that's not concerning is you are 3 days away from the fan strap party at the Landing in Liberty this Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero broadcasting live during the first round draft contest is back. $965 cash prize plus an autographed DeJuan Taylor helmet as the prize. 1 point for player drafted in the first round, 3 points if you get right player on the right team. Your sheet must be turned in prior to the number one pick on the clock, and the fans' entire staff will be in attendance, including the guy that joins us next, who will be doing just due diligence from the rest of time until the end of the Super Bowl. Jay Binkley, he joins us next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Draft week is upon us. It is Monday. The draft is Thursday. Round one of the most electrifying sporting event of the year. Jay Binkley joins us now here on Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, as of Monday, April 21st, is Shedeur Sanders a top 10 pick?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I'm going to say ninth to New Orleans Saints. But yes, Des, man, what a week, man. What a week. Justin Thomas gets the win yesterday in the PGA. Mm-hmm. Bob Fesco had his birthday. The draft starts this week. It's doesn't get better than this.
It really doesn't get better than this, Jay. And, you know, as we start to hear the final rumors of the week as they get closer and closer to draft day, what do you think ultimately is going to be the biggest kind of storyline this week in the draft?
Man, I love it. This week is rumor week. That's for sure. I think it's been kind of a lame buildup to the draft, to be honest with you. This is the latest it's ever gone. Adam Schefter even put it out on Twitter. Since the Joe Montana trade to the Chiefs, there's been zero trades. And we're 4 days away from the draft. This is the closest it's ever been to the draft without any moves being made whatsoever. I think Travis Hunter is still going to be a story, and Abdul Carter as well. If they land where I think they're going to land, Travis in Cleveland, and then Abdul Carter with the Giants, that'll be a story. I think Shedeur Sanders, wherever he ends up, will be a story, though, because if he does slide, that'll become a bigger and bigger story. And, of course, they'll go to the green room and show guys sliding. Jackson Dart, by the way, is not going to the draft. He was going to go to the draft, but he has opted not to because a lot of guys, they don't want to be embarrassed throughout the night when they keep showing him sliding.
What about Milroe? Is he going to be a guy that surprises? I saw somebody yesterday or the day before said he's the lottery ticket in this draft.
You know, he is going to go to the draft. Milroe, his stock has definitely climbed. And the one thing is, if you had your opinions about Jalen Milroe during the season, you know, how did they change or why did they change? Did they change because his hand size grew literally after the combine to the pro day? I mean, what was it that changed? It's funny how guys' stock goes up and down basically when they've done nothing.
The first three picks, you could pretty much go ahead and put them in with Penn, couldn't you? It's going to go Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter. Are those your top three picks?
100%. And if people aren't doing it at the draft party to win that $965, mm-hmm. That's three freebies right there. That is three free spaces right there at the draft party for anybody to get.
So you mentioned that, and then it kind of got a little rumorish over the weekend that Philadelphia could trade up if Abdul Carter falls to fourth or something like that, and they could trade with New England and give them swap first round picks plus the addition of AJ Brown. Smoke, or has that got some actual truth to it?
Well, I think it does. And I mean, they're building this defense. This is a super defense. They look for bargains, man. If guys start to slide, they build up, and I'll give Philadelphia and Howie Roseman credit. Do I think he's as good as Brett Veach? No. Do I think Howie Roseman's right there as number two best general manager in football? I do. I mean, look at Jalen Carter. When they got him, that was a steal a couple years ago. When he slid all the way to ninth, because of character concerns, he slips to ninth when he was looked upon as the number one player in the NFL draft to go 1-1. But he keeps sliding, and all of a sudden they get the next Aaron Donald at pick number nine. It's crazy how good they are at the draft.
Talk with Jay Binkley, our draft insider here. And, you know, a lot of people keep mocking offensive linemen to the Chiefs, Jay. Yeah. And I don't know if that's their necessarily, quote unquote, biggest need. They did fill it, you know, in the free agent market. I know it wasn't Trent Williams, but they did go out and fix that. Do you think offensive tackle is the spot for the Chiefs, or are you going defensive line right now as we sit on Monday? And we'll continue to have this conversation as the week progresses, you know?
Yeah, I'm still going defensive line for the Chiefs, and I think the more and more the week goes on, the rumors start coming out about them going offensive line in that direction. I mean, if people watch the Super Bowl, they understand, hey, the Chiefs need offensive line. But a couple years ago, after the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, they did too. And you know what? They didn't do that because they didn't trust offensive linemen in the draft. They went out and found a way to get Orlando Brown. Not the best of offensive tackles, but they didn't have any other choice. And that's what they did. I think the quality of player they can get at 31 on the defensive line is there, unless there's some magical way that they trade up. But if they really, truly want a left tackle, they're going to have to trade up. They're going to trade up at least top 15.
And then,
there's 12 to 13 guys in the first round grade. They're going to have to trade way up. And I don't think it's a day one starter for this team, but there's going to be a lot of rumors going around that this is exactly where the Chiefs need to go. I think they need to stick with defensive line and stay there. Let's not forget, this team can get quality offensive linemen later through the draft. The Washington Commanders, that offensive line is considered the best in the NFC East. Andrew Wiley's there. He wasn't even drafted by the Chiefs. The Chiefs signed him as an undrafted free agent. Nick Allegretti is starting for that team. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. He was drafted in the 7th round by the Chiefs. So that's 2 starters on the Commanders that were Kansas City Chiefs, undrafted Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti in the 7th round. The Chiefs can find value in the later rounds of offensive linemen. Look at Trey Smith. He was a 6th rounder. Creed Humphrey, 2nd rounder. I mean, they can find value outside the 1st round. It's what they've been doing.
So when you look at this Chiefs roster and they have those 2 picks in the 3rd round, that's where we still think the running back gets drafted, because Veach all but said they're drafting a running back. With those 2 picks in the 3rd round, they have, what, the 2nd overall pick from the Titans, and they have their regular pick later on in the 3rd round. That's where that running back is drafted, you would think?
100%. I think the 3rd round is where they're going to go running back. And hopefully it's Dylan Sampson. That's the guy. Like, I saw Mel Kiper put out his favorite guys at every position. Dylan Sampson was his favorite running back in the draft. I think something interesting Veach said when he was talking about the running backs, he did talk about the return game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we talked about earlier, how they're moving the ball to 35, I think it's going to be important. It's why I've looked at running backs as, well, can they return kicks? Because I do think that's important. No one followed up really with that question, because the question is, there's a bunch of running backs, but can you weed it down? Can you weed it down to guys that can block, guys that can catch, guys that can return? Because then I think that running back field gets cut in half. Yeah, there's a lot of running backs, but can you do all the things the Chiefs require? And I think that that running back list starts to get a lot smaller. I put Basil Tootin out there as a guy that I really liked because of his speed, 4.32. Yeah, he had some fumbling problems at Virginia Tech, but on the screen passes, what, he had 0 drops last year. He had 2 kick returns in 2023. He had a 29-yard average returning kicks. That's a guy, because, again, can you return kicks? Because that will be a position. Not only can you catch the ball in the backfield, can you block, but can you return kicks as well? And I think that's going to be really important for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think 3rd round would be the best round for the Chiefs to go out and get a running back.
Yeah, ESPN has the Chiefs at number 95, taking somebody named R.J. Harvey out of UCF. I don't know if you know anything about that guy. He's a top 100 pick now, according to ESPN. Yeah. They said he could be a solution, perhaps, to the Chiefs' patchwork running back room. Do you know anything about Mr. Harvey?
Yeah, I mean, again, when you get to that area, is it better than Devin Neal, DJ Giddens? R.J. Harvey's kind of right in there with that mixture of guys. I think if you want a dynamic-type playmaker, there's just a bunch of guys that would be good fits for the Kansas City Chiefs. But if you want dynamic playmakers, it's like a Dylan Sampson, somebody like that, they can get in the 3rd round. They can't make a difference, that running back room. A guy that you don't have to specialize, a guy that can stay in on all 3 downs. I think that's what they need to be concentrating on as far as the running back position. They brought in Damian Martinez, the former Oregon State player, transferred to Miami. They brought him last weekend for a top 30 visit. Whether he put any stock to that or not, he was in Kansas City, the Miami running back. But keep in mind, this is major smokescreen week. You're going to hear things, and they're going to play the game, because the Buffalo Bills are sitting right in front of the Chiefs. And then you have the Chargers. 2 teams that really, they need wide receivers, both the Bills and the Chargers, and they need edge rushers. Things that Kansas City's lined up to get. So keep in mind who's drafting in front of them and what their needs are, because there are a couple teams right in front of the Chiefs that need exactly what they need. So smokescreen city.
Well, you keep in mind that you have a long week and get your rest, because you'll be on this show every day of the week, I'm pretty sure. Plus, you'll be in studio on Thursday for a full hour before you go to the landing in Liberty. Binkley, we appreciate the time and the analysis. Hey. And you take care,
brother. Guys. Hey, guys, tonight, 6 to 9, another draft special. So, yeah.
Are you hosting it?
Yes, a well-deserved day off for the Royals. They've been working very hard on that 2-8 road trip. They're off tonight, so we're on.
All right.
All right, Jay.
We appreciate it, Jay.
All right, guys.
There you go. 6 to 9. Draft coverage begins here on 96.5 The Fan. And don't forget,
he's one of a kind, isn't he?
He's ready, man. I hope he's got his extra firm briefs for tonight's show. That guy's probably already outside the studio ready to rip some draft takes.
He's got 11 hours till he takes the air. He's outside. He's meeting Mitch in the parking lot.
Two things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
That were obvious this weekend. MJ Melendez had to go, and another guy's bobblehead got, well, it got a little wild when it came to one individual's bobblehead. We'll explain what that means on the other side. I'm Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.